The novel-length bill that would move the decision on how to compensate injured workers from a court-based system to an administrative one is another step closer to becoming law. The House Judiciary Committee this week approved the legislation by Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman, but didn't get in any hurry about it. The hearing on the bill was delayed 2 weeks while the House made changes to fix some problems in the plan. Democrats on the committee continue to push at flaws they see in the legislation, including the high cost of care. Democratic Representative Emily Virgin asks about the problem.
We hear a lot of times that medical costs are one of the biggest problems when it comes to comp and the high cost that our employers pay on their premiums. And 2 years ago, we had the best thing since sliced bread in workers' comp reform that addressed medical costs. But this version doesn't lower medical costs, in my opinion. So how do you reconcile that with saying that a switch to an administrative law system would save money if the medical costs are going to be substantially the same?
One of those changes we made is looking specifically at health outcomes for injured workers. We also have a rate structure set in place that will be set by the commission, but then will be approved by the legislature pursuant to the Administrative Procedures Act.
One of the concerns of Minority Leader Scott Inman is that a provision of the bill would allow businesses to not participate in the state system. He says that would reduce the pool and raise the cost. Representative Richard Morissette told the committee members they should not vote for the bill unless they understood it.
This bill is a moral, reprehensible, disgusting verbiage. And again, I'll go back to the members on this committee that have a duty to represent their folks. Going back to my point about
time.
That was Committee Chair Representative Leslie Osborne calling time. She said Oklahoma can do better by its workers and businesses with the new administrative system.
This bill is a better system for injured workers. Consistently, when you look at MMI results, maximum medical improvement, our workers that have gone through our current workers' comp system score that they have a D improvement, a D medical outcome, on how they are treated under the current system.
Representative Inman said the bill remains troubled despite assurances that it is constitutional.
The savings aren't realized in switching from one system to another because everybody understands the administrative system is nothing but a Trojan horse to do one thing, and that is to reduce benefits for people who have been injured on the job at no cost and no fault of their own. That's all this does. They put lipstick on the pig and said, well, we'll clean up the bill that, by the way, the Senate President Pro Tem, the governor, everybody, oh, it's constitutional. Then we've got authors here in the House. Well, actually, that was unconstitutional. So you don't know who to trust. You don't know where to go. You had a group of folks who voted for that bill that said it was perfect. Then you've got a complete overhaul here.
Representative Eccles wrapped up the debate on the workers' compensation bill, saying the state needs to change.
The worker still has a right to an advocate. The bottom line is the numbers speak for themselves. Sixth highest in the nation is not good enough.
While the House committee approved the bill, it still has several steps to take before moving ahead, and the full House must consider the bill by April 25th for it to remain alive. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney at the State Capitol.